أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. So here we are, day 25 of the blessed month of Ramadan, with only a few days left to go. And as we have been going through our series of traditions on hoping and helping us get closer to Allah and to the Quran, we focus our attention on a tradition from our sixth Imam, Imam Jafar ibn Muhammad as-Sadiq, may God's peace and blessings be upon him, in which he elaborates on the reward given for those who recite the book and who make an extra special effort to memorize the book of Allah. Now we know when we look at the Muslim world, when we see young men and women and even older men and older women, that there are tens of thousands, if not millions, of individuals around the world who have committed the entire book of Allah to memory, who have memorized the entire Quran from beginning to end in the original Arabic, even though maybe Arabic is not their mother tongue. But this is, as we see, one of the miracles, so to speak, of the Quran, that even those who have a very limited connection to the language are still able to commit the entire book of 114 chapters of 6,600 some odd verses to memory. The reward is great, and the challenges are obviously as great as the reward is. But let us look at the tradition that we want to reflect upon today from the sixth Imam, in which he gives us a value of what reward is in store for us who memorize the Quran. And he says the following: Allah will reward the person who recites the Quran a great deal and makes a promise with it to try and memorize it, even though it may entail great difficulty, a double reward. So whatever reward is promised by Allah that we might not have been able to comprehend of the recitation and memorization of the book, the sixth Imam says that a double reward. So whatever the reward may have been, he is saying that a double reward will be given to those who recite and who make it a point to try and memorize it, even though they may have great difficulty in memorizing the book of Allah. But we will see, as I'm sure, if we try to do our best to memorize the Quran, that the more and more that we recite, the more and more that we try to commit to memory, that we will find it to be easier and easier later on down the road to actually commit chapters of the Quran to heart. And obviously there are many different tips and keys and avenues and lessons that we can probably take part in to teach us methods and then the methodology of memorization of the Quran. You can look for those online. You can look for those maybe from friends whom you know who have memorized the Quran to ask for advice and tips. But definitely for those who are able to, we should try our best to memorize the Quran, to preserve it, to keep it within our heart. And obviously that is only a precursor to be able to apply the ayat to our lives. But once we understand and memorize the verses, then if we ever in an opportunity or in a spot where we may be put face to face with sins, that those verses that we have memorized will come to our mind and we will remember the punishments which Allah has in store for certain sins, or we will remember the benefits, the pleasures in paradise which Allah has promised for those who perform certain actions, and that in itself will be a means to us keeping away from those sins of which Allah has talked about within the Quran. And obviously if we know the book, then we will know what we have to keep away from and what we have to perform, and we will do our best then to make note of those verses. So we ask Allah to make it easy for us in the remaining period of the month of Ramadan to read the book and to memorize it and to commit these beautiful chapters to heart and to be able to implement the teachings within our day-to-day life. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.